Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Up the ice come the Stars again, right to left. Haskinen, Ben, hands it off. Sent down low, rebound, try, and they score. And it's going to be Joe Pavelski getting this one. A power play goal for the Dallas Stars, who strike first. Face off down to our left, off the draw. The Stars have it, a shot from the line, and Klingberg's long-distance try finds its way through. It may have been tipped on the way. Ben got a stick on that one, and he's able to extend the lead. 2-0 is the Dallas advantage here in the third period of action. Haskinen poked it away. Barkov regathered. Pass in front. Fought off there by Foxa, who is positioned out front of the goal. Panthers keeping the offensive end. Huberto, Uyghur, a shot. It's loose behind the goaltender. They score! It's tapped in by Barkov, and the Panthers cut the Dallas lead in half. Diviranta has it taken away. Lostarina, he's run into, but now it's picked up. Marchman walks in, makes a move to the net. Backhand, and he couldn't get it away. Out to the far point. A shot, they score! It's ripped on net by Strawman, and the Panthers have tied the game at 2 with 5:29 remaining. And the puck goes around to the far boards. It's kept in by Hornquist. Tons of pressure from the Panthers. Wennberg in front, a shot, they score! Frank Vatrano upstairs, and the Panthers take a 3-2 lead with 3:10 to go!
What an onslaught this has been.
Here's Ben Klingberg. Ben, near side, short pass. Taken by Dowling. Dowling here on the near boards. Out to the line. Klingberg across. And this one's handled by Pavelski. Slips it back over here on the near side. Dowling, a backhand feed. Across to the far point. Pavelski, 6 seconds on the clock. Klingberg, long shot. Blocked in front. And another try. Here's Klingberg looking across. Pavelski, and the horn will sound. And that's it for this one. The Panthers come all the way back in the third period. And they win it by a 3-2 score over the Dallas Stars.
What a night! You're a Florida Panthers fan, and by the way, if you're not a Florida Panthers fan, you better become one soon, because this team is fun!
Hmm. Boy, 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 we got something going now. I love it.
I mean, this team was down 2-0. They were listless. And it was the third period. Bobrovsky was playing a good game. I mean, holding them to 2 goals, you need some offensive support. And, man, the Panthers put up 3 goals in the third period in a short period of time. They win the game, so now they stay perfect. They have not lost 2 consecutive games this season. They're 6-0 after a loss or a tie. Man, the team is fun. Like, it's just fun. There's more than, you know, it reminds me a little bit of the Marlins in the resumption of the MLB season last year. There's something about a winning team, but there's also something about a winning slash fun team, and this Panthers team is fun.
Yeah, and as a fan, you're seeing it. You're seeing all the stars step up. I'm falling in love with Hornquist. Damn, Barkov's doing his thing. Yeah, man. Old as, and he's an older dude too. You know, we're older. So yeah, man. It's just it's a fun team. And there are some characters. There's some guys that go out there and play with so much passion. You have to love it.
Yep. So they're 13-4-2. They've got 28 points. They lead the Central Division. That game is a game that, again, they don't win that in years past. Down 2-0. And like I said, listless. And they just don't come back and win that. And they did. And I loved it. That was Doug Plagans on the radio call, obviously, on 560 The Joe. And I'm glad that the Panthers are getting some love. And I hope it continues, man. I'm going to the game tomorrow night. I'm excited to get out there to the BB&T. It'll be my second time this season. And then on top of that, there's a huge Heat game tonight. I mean, you could, listen, that Panthers game was fun and exciting. It was a great dub last night. The Heat are able to beat the Jazz tonight. Now you'll be talking about some partying going on in South Florida. Because remember yesterday I said, like, okay, now I'm starting to recognize this Heat team. I didn't recognize them for a while. Now I'm recognizing them. If they're able to beat this Utah Jazz team tonight, that would be a special victory. It would be five in a row, but it would be over the NBA's best team. I'm not counting on it, but it would be great.
I was going to say, Raptors beat down by eight, beat the Lakers on that long, you know, long away little path they had 2 weeks away and ended up beating the Lakers. Bro, the Jazz are going to be a heap of trouble tonight.
Yep.
I'm worried
yep.
about this game.
Miami is a 7-point underdog at home tonight.
Ooh.
Dad,
ooh.
You're talking about in the middle of a four-game winning streak and home, and they are a 7-point underdog. So Utah, obviously, not secretly a good team. Everyone knows about them.
Your boy Spider is coming.
Spider. Kick his ass, Spider.
No.
But
no,
I don't want Spider tonight. Mitchell to kick their ass. No.
Mittens.
Mittens. Oh, you're wrong.
No
mittens. Bad. Bad mittens.
Bad mittens.
Bad
no
mittens. Bad mittens.
Bad
mitten. All right, so let's do headlines here. We have a loaded potato for you on this Friday. It is a Friday, and we always have fun on a Friday. Final show for us in February. We went the entire month of February and only celebrated you one day out of the month, Solana. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about that. It means I contributed very little and stayed out of the spotlight.
Maybe we can sneak in one more February, since today will be our final show of February in honor of Solana. Let's get headlines here to start out the 2 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
As Hawk mentioned there, the Florida Panthers pulled out a close one, guys. It certainly was.
I'm sorry. I know the culture sound for the Heat. I'm having a tough time with this one. What is that?
Barn burner.
Oh, barn burner? Is it?
Barn burner, yeah. I got
How
it the second time.
Get that. I swear, at first I thought it was Hornquist. But then I was like, well, it doesn't sound like Hornquist. And then I thought it was that other guy that's been playing well, Wenberg. It sounded a little bit like Wenberg. And I was like, no, but I'm not hearing the Wen in there. And then I thought maybe it's Lomberg, Ryan Lomberg, the left wing. And I couldn't get that. All right, now that I know it's a barn burner, go ahead. Let me hear it one more time. It is so muddy and muffled and bad. It sounds like NHL 98 from PlayStation 1. Those sound effects, the skates on the ice and the... Whew, that is something. That is something. All right.
Get used to
okay.
it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm used to it. I'd like to hear it again right now. Boy, there's a lot of sounds going on in there, and we're gonna use that when it's not a barn burner. What are the parameters of this awful sound?
I was hoping you guys would figure them out. I really have no idea.
I can set some kind of standard, Hawk. When you score two goals in 52 seconds, you can play whatever the hell you want to play.
But what if you score two goals and you take a 5-0 lead? It's not a barn burner.
I don't think he still doesn't understand the concept.
Well,
of
I know he
burner.
Does not understand yeah. the concept of barn burner.
But
to
give him some credit, Hawk, that was a barn burner. Down 2-0.
That one was. That I one just, was. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's right.
Somebody has suggested via text that Fridays now become, since there's no football Fridays right now, FaceTime Fridays. Maybe we should be FaceTiming people all day on Fridays.
Yeah.
All right. Scottie Pippen votes yes. All right. We have one vote for yes. All right.
And Fred Taylor asked for his $10 too. As soon as I saw him, he's like, bro, you want money off that FaceTime crap? I was like, yeah.
Give him a half.
He wanted half. I was like, damn, Fred, I ain't got no cash on me, big homie. My bad.
All right. Go ahead with the headline, Solana.
The Panthers, they will play the Hurricanes tomorrow, 7 p.m. from the BB&T Center. Hawk just told you he will be there. They play two straight against Carolina tomorrow and Monday.
Yep. Very exciting time for Florida Panthers fans and new Florida Panthers fans as well.
The Heat, they play the Jazz tonight, as was just recently mentioned as well. Tonight's tip, 8 p.m. from the American Airlines Arena. Bam Adebayo, he's questionable, along with Tyler Hero. Bam has a knee injury. Tyler Hero still dealing with that hip. Miami seeking their fifth straight win. They're underdogs tonight at home. Utah 6.5-point favorites.
And like I said, when I gave you the spread, you know, if Bam is ruled in, that spread will go down. But I would guess the prevailing notion is that Bam's not playing. That's why it's 6.5 or 7.
Utah is 26-6.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, they are great.
Winners of 9 out of their last 10. They just beat the Lakers two nights ago on national TV by what felt like 100 in the fourth quarter. By the way, speaking of Bam Adebayo.
That was a barn burner, huh? That Jazz Lakers game. Wasn't that a barn burner? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We got Scotty on the back end.
Oh, wow. Scotty Pippen is a Panthers fan. Wow. This is tremendous. Scotty Pippen, you a Florida Panthers fan?
Yeah.
All right. You can be out there tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Think we'll have a barn burner?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, boy. Man. What a bandwagon fan. They balling, though.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
I'll take them. I had no problem.
Scottie Pippen always gets tickets. Were you mad at MJ after the last dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's not a surprise.
Scottie, a weird-looking dude now. A little Neanderthal in him. A lot of Neanderthal.
Are you a weird-looking dude,
Scottie?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, accept your weaknesses, I guess. I appreciate it.
Bam Adebayo, we were just talking about him. He signed a shoe deal with Jordan Brand.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Not good for him.
I'm glad. I don't get no Lee Nings, please.
You know D-Wade was trying to get him, right?
I know. Man, goodness gracious. This man's going to be a Hall of Famer now with Jordan.
Tomorrow, Canes Hoops, they'll play Clemson 2 p.m.
All right.
Finally, guys, a new survey found quarantining has made us all way more comfortable using the bathroom in front of our significant other. The average couple now has 6 conversations every month while one person is sitting on the toilet.
I mean, I've been married almost 25 years. There's nothing left to chance in our. There's no secrets in this house.
I was going to say, that's a thing? It has to be young couples. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like I would imagine Solana and his girlfriend are not, dropping deuces around each other.
Oh, no, I was cool with that day one. No worries.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're a different bird. Yeah. Scotty, would you drop a deuce around Larsa?
Yeah.
All right.
Larsa's not around, Hawk.
I was going to say, well, now we may know why she's gone.
Malik Beasley's dropping no deuces. I guarantee that much.
Yeah. Scotty, want to drop a deuce on Malik Beasley?
Yeah. You know what? A love thing between me and my wife is if we're in the bed, you turn your butt the other way if you have to pass gas. Like,
absolutely.
We,
you know what? That's a classy
that.
Move. That's a yes. classy move. I run a classy bed as well when it comes to that.
Yeah, don't put that thing on me when
right,
it's firing.
Right,
don't fire
I know we're
me.
All intertwined like a pretzel. You know, still, show me a little respect here. Yay, what has happened this segment? I want to go back to the barn burner sound.
My bathroom, I got to give some marital advice.
Finally, guys, let's get to our WGC Workday Championship leaderboard update. WGC Workday Championship at the concession being played in Bradenton, Florida. Right now, two-way tie atop the leaderboard. Cameron Smith and Tony Finau, 9 under par right now. Tony Finau on the eighth hole. Cameron Smith approaching the 12th. That's a pesky par three. Sure, he'll have trouble with that one.
Where did you get the hat?
Leaderboard update brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Been studying the greens. Really want to be prepared for my leaderboard update.
That's a guy who's wants to improve his craft. I can appreciate that.
Yeah. Here's your weather update from the Exogen Weather Center. Hopefully nobody researches if I was accurate on the 12th green. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop to around 72, currently 80 degrees in Miami. Rain not looking like likely. That is your weather.
All right. Chad Johnson around. Chad, if you heard that Solana Panther sound 1 million times, how many of those times would it sound like Barn Burner?
Never!
Yeah, I don't know what's happening in that thing either, Chad. Did you understand it, Pip? What happened to Pip? He's not part of our part of the permanent panel anymore.
I had I had Pip's mic off.
Right.
He was crying. You brought
up cursing.
Larissa.
No, he was cursing. Yeah, he was cursing. I totally understand. All right, we got to take a break here. So in the next segment, a friend of ours, Michael McCullough, he's the chief marketing officer for the Miami Heat. He's going to hop on with us because the Heat tonight, starting with tonight's game, they're increasing the attendance capacity. And they've got, you know, I believe you can start getting tickets even if you're not a season ticket holder now as well. And so there's some changes. I know a lot of people are looking forward to going to Heat games now that they're off that road trip. And so there are some attendance changes. So we thought we'd bring Michael McCullough on to talk about it. So we'll take a quick break, come back, talk a little Heat next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
We've got guts!
Hock and Crowder.
Bet there's people cranking that up on their way to the American Airlines Arena.
Big game, baby.
Big game, baby. All right, we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Michael McCullough, he's a friend of ours. He's the executive VP, chief marketing officer for the Miami Heat. He is, Crowder, you know this, and I know this, but I don't know if Heat fans know this. He is the brains behind much of what every Heat fan loves. The Vice jerseys, you know, starting way back when. You know, the postseason themes. Like, Solana, you're the biggest Heat fan that we know, and you've got season tickets. Do you know Michael McCullough is the brains behind everything?
I didn't until a couple of years ago, but now, obviously, have to pay my respects to the GOAT. I mean, clearly, he's the GOAT.
Hawk, let me just – overseas branding, advertising, promotion, social media, retail operations, e-commerce, broadcasting, creative design, content generation and monetization, game operations and events, social responsibility, business strategies, and there's about 100 more. This man is the team. He's amazing at what he does.
Michael McCullough, are we lying?
Yeah, man, but that's what happens when they let your mom write your bio, you know?
It is special, bro.
No, but I'm not lying, though, right? Aren't the Vice jerseys – I don't even know the entire story, but I've known Michael for a lot of years. But the Vice jerseys, like, wasn't that your idea? And then the NBA decided to do that type of thing with other teams because it was so successful down here?
Well, look, I'm not here to take credit for anything other than, you know, having, you know, a great team that is able to recognize, you know, opportunities. And, you know, every team's got the opportunity to create a city edition uniform. We just have really great creative designers and marketing folks and retail folks that are able to put it all together and create stuff like the Vice uniform. So that is not my credit. That is that's an organization-wide credit.
That's how leaders sound, Crowder. Mm-hmm. That dude, that is how leaders sound right there. All right, so now I want to talk about a whole bunch of stuff with you. But tonight, is, as I think a lot of people have heard, tonight the Heat are increasing the number of fans who are allowed to attend games, correct?
That is correct. We are going up now to 3,000 capacity. The first few games where we welcome fans back, we were about 1,500 fans. And so starting, we actually, this is the second game that we're up to 3,000 fans now. And I'll be honest with you, it really made a difference the other night, going from 1,500 to 3,000 with a lot of, you know, there are a few Raptors fans in the house, as there always are when we play Toronto. But the 3,000 Heat fans really shouted them down. So, and I think it made a difference in the game.
And, Mike, we know why there's a limited capacity, you know, and now we're, you know, slowly increasing it with the pandemic. You, and I just rattled off all that you do, man, you have a lot of responsibility in that organization. What are some of the biggest challenges that this pandemic brought to you personally?
Well, you know, the most important thing that we're trying to do here, Crowder, is, you know, we want to make sure that people are safe and that they feel safe when they come back to the arena. So we have implemented a number of fan safety protocols. You know, people that are interested can go to heat.com/fansafety and you'll see everything that we're doing. But the most visible thing that you're going to see, number one, is when you come to the arena, you will be screened by the COVID detection dogs, which, you know, before you even get in, we're screening to make sure that you don't have the virus. And then once you enter the building, masks are mandatory the entire time that you're in the facility. You can only eat and drink on the exterior of the building, on the East Plaza and on the South Plaza. You know, so there's no eating and drinking in the bowl, and everybody is socially distanced in the bowl when we're seated. So, you know, we want to welcome people back, but we want to make sure people really feel comfortable and recognize that we've taken a number of steps, and that's only a few of them that I mentioned, but we've taken a number of steps to make sure that it's a very safe and healthy environment inside the arena.
Michael McCullough is with us, again, an executive VP, chief marketing officer for the Miami Heat. Tonight is a big one. Best team in the NBA, Utah Jazz, record-wise. Best team record-wise in town, and about 3,000 fans will be there. So what did you learn through the first few games? Our producer, Solana, he went to a couple of games. What have you learned? Did everything that you implemented run smoothly? Are fans cooperative in following all the protocols? Have you had to make any changes or audibles?
Well, you know, I think the thing that was most heartening was that what you just mentioned, that the fans were all willing to go along. And, you know, Miami is a different place, and everybody is very independent here. We all know this. But it was great to see everybody kind of take one for the team when it came to everyone's health and safety. So we've had very little, you know, resistance, or maybe really none, to everybody keeping their mask on the entire time. And I think people they're realizing that, you know, we're in a bit of a different world right now, and these are the conditions under which, you know, we all have to live. And if we're going to get sports back in people's lives, it's not going to be like it used to be, at least for a while. So everybody understands that these measures that we're taking really are for their own good. It's not like we want to do these things or that somehow it's better for us. No, it's better for everybody. And so we just ask everyone to, you know, to abide by these rules and regulations. You know, when people come to the arena, you know, I know this is not another Miami thing to get there early, but you want to arrive early because you gotta go through the COVID dogs. You've got to go through X-ray if we bring a bag. So we're asking people not to bring bags. You know, it just takes a little while longer to get into the building. So, you know, be very un-Miami tonight and arrive a little bit early to save yourself some time.
And Michael, it's great you said that. Y'all just accept that as an organization where you're in your meeting saying, hey, bro, these guys are not going to be on time. Let's just eat it and get ready for the game.
That's a great question because it gets talked about all over the country constantly, unfairly, by the way. Miami is unfairly maligned. Do you just sit in a conference room and go, well, it is what it is?
Well, hey, I don't know if we're unfairly maligned. I think it's pretty accurate. Our fans get there late. And yeah, you know, when I first got here, you know, I've been here now. This is my 24th year. And I got here from Sacramento. I was the, you know, VP of marketing for the Kings. And out there, you know, our building was packed, you know, 15 minutes before the game. And so when I arrived in Miami and I saw what was happening, it really freaked me out. And, you know, we would do all kinds of things to get people there early, you know, free, you know, drink specials and food specials between 6:30 and 7 and all that. And at some point, I just realized, like, this ain't working, and it's not going to work. And so, you know what? Forget it. Our fans will get there when our fans get there. And when they do, they give it up for us. So we don't care. Our fans, when they show up, they show out. And that's all that matters to us, is that our fans, when they get there, they give us that great home court advantage. And the fact that we have that Miami arriving crowd, we're not the only team in the NBA in that situation, but everybody does like to pick on us. But, you know, that's another thing about Miami, and we wear it proudly.
That's right. And if you want to hang out, you know, in one of the lounges, and the third quarter's going on, and you want to be sipping on your drink a little bit before you get back to the action, it's just the way we do things.
Hide.
Hey, man, don't hate us because we're beautiful. Don't hate us because we're beautiful.
That Grey Goose Lounge has a lot of beauty in it, Michael.
You know. Are only season ticket holders allowed to get seats now, or are tickets open to everyone?
Yeah, no, that's the other big change. I appreciate you asking. You know, for the first go around, we had 1,500 seats. It was really just season ticket members. And now we have opened it up for what I like to call Heat Nation. So now Heat Nation has a chance to come to these games. And so, and it's very simple. You know, you can go to heat.com. The ticket information is right there on the top. And, you know, there's the first thing that you're going to do when you want to buy some tickets is you're going to agree to the conditions under which you have to live when you come to the game. So you're going to see that is all the way through the ticket buying process. We're trying to over communicate what we're asking people to do. Now, you know, general fans have the chance to come to the games. And like I said, it really made a difference the other night. I'll be 200% honest. You know, when we first opened the building to fans and we were going to games, it was a strange experience because there were so few people in the building. And I think, like, you know, the great thing about sports is that group contagion, right? Like, you know, you sit next to somebody that you don't even know, and by the end of the game, you're hugging, you're high-fiving, you make best friends with the people that you sit next to. And when you're really not sitting next to somebody and you've got all these empty seats, it's a different kind of experience. But now, you know, again, even adding another 1,500 people, it added to that communal nature of why we all love, you know, going to sporting events. So, you know, it makes a difference. The crowd got loud. You know, the team responded. And tonight, like you mentioned, we've got the Jazz in town. We didn't do so well against them out in Salt Lake. So I'm hoping that, you know, being at home makes a difference, and having 3,000 people in the building will definitely help.
And Michael, with you brought up the City Edition, where the Miami, the Vice, everybody loves it. What's going on with this Earned Edition? Like, what is the Earned Edition, and how were the colors picked? Because I think it's a mustard yellow Heat jersey that's coming up.
I don't think
soon.
He can comment on that, but we might have a scoop here.
Well, no, look, I will give you some background. And it's not deep background, so I'll give you some background. So the Earned Edition, what that's all about is, you know, every year a team makes the playoffs, Nike came up with an idea that you have earned the right to have another uniform in the following season. So last year, obviously, we went all the way to the finals. We earned a new uniform, and that Earned Edition is supposed to be something that is, you know, taking one of your core colors and playing with it. And so I'll give you guys some interesting information. You know, we're going to have a campaign for that uniform that will start right around March 11th, and that is not mustard yellow. I will tell you the name of that uniform. That is Trophy Gold.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I like it more now.
It's the same color, but when you call it Trophy Gold, it looks better.
Well, again, what you see kind of in that you know, bootleg picture isn't quite what it really looks like, but it's Trophy Gold. So you can have an idea of where we might be going with this campaign, but, you know, it'll be a little bit different than what we've done previously. But I think, you know, once fans kind of see what we're doing and learn what we're doing with this uniform, and once they see it on the court, they're going to like it.
What is your Michael McCullough is with us, Chief Marketing Officer for the Miami Heat. What is your, because I started talking about what I perceive to be your great accolades, and you've been with the organization so long. What do you consider your greatest Miami Heat creation to be? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but like the postseason themes, I don't remember that ever being a thing until you created White Hot, right? Ooh. I mean, wasn't that your creation?
Well, look, again, there's no I in
okay.
heat.
All right. Stop being humble. What is your greatest Miami Heat creation?
Well, let's talk about what you started talking about, which is the color theme playoffs. And if you remember correctly, back in Dwayne and Udonis' first year, we started off with back in black.
Yes.
That was the first time we were in the playoffs in a number of years, and so we were back in black. And we recognized that we had something there. And so the following year, you know, we traded for Shaq, and we went with Red Zone. And we learned a little something more there. And then the following season is actually when we went to White Hot, and that was the year 2006 where we won the championship. And the great thing about that is, yeah, we came up with an idea and a concept, but the greatest thing about that and the greatest thing about why I will always have the fans of the back of Heat fans is because they owned that concept. And it became something that the fans knew about, they anticipated, and they come to the game dressed in white. You know, so when we went through all those playoff runs and everything else and we were white hot, you know, we gave away shirts, but it wasn't the giveaway shirts that people were wearing. Like, people would go shopping for their white hot outfit. And, you know, you look at the pictures, like when I'm in my office and I look straight out of my office and there's a giant picture on the wall of the Ray Allen shot. And when you look at that picture and you see that crowd, everybody's wearing white, but nobody is wearing the shirt that we put on the seats that night. And that means that Heat fans knew it, they bought into it, and they came to the arena in white, which is completely different than what happens in all these other markets where, you know, they put the shirts on the seat, they've got all these color patterns that they want to do. Heat fans aren't about that. They're like, white hot's my thing, we own it, and we're going to come to the game in our best white hot outfit. So while we kind of created the concept, Heat fans own it, and that's why I will put Heat fans above anybody else, because nobody else does that the way Heat fans do.
That man just spoke the truth. Because that, I'm telling you, when it became white hot, oh my goodness, did the crowd embrace that. You're 100% correct. Solana is texting me, what about the Bandwades? Did you create the Bandwades? Would that be your greatest marketing achievement ever?
No, that's not even close.
I had forgotten about Bandwades till Solana just texted me. That was fun, though, the Bandwades. I like those.
Yeah, look. The coolest thing about our department is, like, man, we're quick and nimble, and when something happens, like, we're on it. We're on it, and that's one of the fun things about, you know, working in marketing for this organization is, like I said, we got the best people. We're super creative, and we like to take chances. And be like, we've earned the trust and the respect of Pat and Nick and Andy and Spo. And, you know, they indulge us a little bit. I mean, come on, who else is going to let you have pink uniforms? but those guys trust us now, you know, to a certain degree. And it's not like, you know, I don't get my hand slapped every once in a while, because I do. But, you know, the flexibility that we've earned from, you know, the rest of the organization gives us the chance to really stretch out and do some fun things that we think the community is going to get behind.
What do you think of this? Because you are a marketing genius. Hockman and Crowder Arena. And also, what type of payment plan could Channing and I get?
Well, you know, that's almost as bad as Tobin's Bloomin' Onion suggestion that he had the other day. So
I thought that was brilliant as well.
I'm gonna put those about side by side as the ranking goes. The Bloomin' Onion,
right,
and Hockman Outer Arena. Let's just put those side by side.
What do you think of this? Turning the entire 400 level, and I understand that's a fun level, but turning the entire thing into a water slide.
Hmm. Yeah, that one's going to be beneath the Bloomin' Onion.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's a little lower than the Bloomin' Onion.
Like a lazy river, Maybe water slide sounds too aggressive. Lazy river. You come, you dress in your heat gear, but you float around in an inner tube the entire game, you know, in a very leisurely pace.
Well, I guess if we could make it kind of like, you know, some of the pool action that you might see somewhere else in Miami or on the beach,
yes,
or something like that, that might have some appeal.
And
get away from the lazy river, go more to like a Cleveland model.
All right. Fair enough.
Say, Michael, you need us as consultants or something? It seems like we have some good ideas.
I would welcome your ideas. I'm not going to take them all, but I'll welcome them.
Right, but would you pay us for our ideas? Who cares if you'll welcome them? Would you pay us for our ideas?
Not a dime. Not a dime.
Well, now you sound like the radio station. Unbelievable what's going on here. All right, Michael McCullough, again, one of the executive VPs. He's the chief marketing officer for the Miami Heat. Heat and Jazz tonight, 3,000 fans. And again, you don't have to be a season ticket holder any longer. So you just go to heat.com for all the information on getting tickets for upcoming games.
There you go, heat.com. That'll give you all the information. We got a nice homestand here. We won a lot of games in a row. We want to keep it going. We got the Jazz. We got two games with the Hawks. So, yeah, heat.com is where you go, and I'll see you all tonight.
Sounds good. Thank you, Michael.
You got it, guys. Take care.
There you go. Michael McCullough. I'm telling you, that dude is responsible for just about everything Heat Nation enjoys about being Heat Nation. Yes, you know what I mean? He does it quietly, but he's responsible for it all.
Because we've had him on before. We talked to him before, but I just read his entire bio before the show, and it's amazing how much responsibility he has.
Yep. No, he is a legit genius. All right. We'll take a quick break here, and then we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder Arena.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Baby, baby.
Do both your ears work?
Hawk and Crowder.
I want to listen to Crowder being a dad. Crank it up.
I'm going to get the belt.
Crowder's being a dad. Who's in the studio with you, Crowder?
Huh?
Oh, I was trying to listen to you being a dad. I said, who's in the studio with you?
Ava.
That's so cute. Just Friday. What? Well, it's not bad.
And why are you in here now?
What are you who's in there now?
Little Chan? Huh? Ava came in. So y'all both supposed to be in school.
It's Friday. Who wants to be in school on a Friday?
God damn, they got but 10 more minutes.
All right. Do you have the Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day? Let's do the bad joke of the day here, Solana.
On the Hawk and Crowder Show, we know funny. Without further ado, the Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day. Read by Mark Hawkman.
Actually, I should have kept them in here for this. This is going to be their speed. You ready?
What you got?
Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees?
Why?
Because they're really good at it.
That is a Laffy Taffy joke. They would love that.
That's a funny joke! Oh, that's Crowder or Elephant? Nobody knows. Scottie Pippen, did you think that joke was funny? Different page.
Yeah.
We got to get him on the same page as everybody else.
We heard his feelings earlier, though.
So. Oh, goodness. I love Scottie Pippen. You think he can joke about stuff we were joking about?
Yeah.
I think he can joke about MJ. I don't know if he can joke about his wife leaving him for a 20-year-old. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's a little, some little points I wouldn't joke with guys on. That's one of them.
That's one of the few.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a big sports night. I'm looking forward to this Heat game. And coming off the Panthers game yesterday, I'm just feeling good right now about Miami. But Solana, if the Heat don't win tonight, you're going to be disappointed? Because, again, Utah, best team in the league.
Well, if Bam Adebayo doesn't play, this game doesn't really matter. Unless they win, obviously. But if Bam Adebayo plays this game, you know, whatever. We don't have Bam. When the Heat have injured players, losses don't really count. If the Heat win tonight, though, I will probably post a picture naked, I think.
Big
night.
That.
Big night.
Never mind. Come on, nobody, Spider.
Nobody.
I don't want to see that.
Somebody had texted in you mentioned Spider. Someone texted in at the beginning of the show, where did Mittens come from? I thought I listen all the time, and I don't understand the origin of Mittens. Let me see the text. I listen every day, but I must have missed the origination of Kick His Ass Mittens. Where did that come from? I stumbled into some character who's just a troublemaker who really just hangs around all of us. And if he sees something that annoys him, he tells everyone to kick his ass. So if he saw, I don't know, he sees a Utah Jazz fan, he might point at the fan and say, "Kick his ass, UD! Kick his ass!" And then, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Oh, it's Mittens!
Kick his ass, Spider! Kick his ass, Buttfoot!
Mittens!
And Mittens, we didn't have, but we didn't.
He's an instigator, is what he
is. He's an instigator. He's an instigator. And we didn't have a name for him. It was just some guy that would show up randomly, and then people were suggesting names, and someone came up with Mittens, and I don't know why. I think it was maybe right after Bernie Sanders wore his mittens to the inauguration. And so I don't know what happened, but we ended up naming him Mittens, and it fit. And now anytime Mittens makes an appearance, this sounder goes off because it's just like when the Panthers have a big victory, this sounder goes off inexplicably. Hornburg, whatever that is. No one knows what Hornburg is, but that's the sound we play. But yes, that is the origination of Mittens. All right, 3 o'clock hour is coming up. So we have a loaded potato for you on this Friday. Lee Sterling, he always joins us on Fridays, gives us some picks for the weekend. He's going to do that in the 3 o'clock hour. Ben Volin, the senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe, he's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. My head is spinning with the thought that Seattle might actually trade Russell Wilson, but I do want to talk to Volin about that and Deshaun Watson and this standoff with Houston and the movement we've already seen amongst the quarterbacks, right? Stafford and Goff and Wentz. I mean, it's a crazy quarterback carousel going on. So we have a loaded potato for you on this Friday. We'll take a quick break. 3 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want to see 11 targeting penalties. Kick his ass, defense.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.